VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration says Israel has made good but limited progress in increasing the flow of humanitarian aid to Gaza, and therefore it will not limit arms transfers to Israel as it had threatened to a month ago if the situation had not improved. State Department spokesman Vedant Patel said Tuesday that the progress to date must be supplemented and sustained.
The overall humanitarian situation in Gaza continues to be to remain unsatisfactory, but in the context of the letter, it's not about whether we find something satisfactory or not. It's that what are the actions that we're seeing? These actions that we have seen, we think that these are steps in the right direction.
International aid agencies, however, say Israel has failed to allow greater humanitarian access to the Gaza Strip, where conditions are worse than at any point in the 13-month-old war. The New York judge overseeing Donald Trump's hush money case delays ruling on whether to scrap the president-elect's conviction. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Tuesday's postponement comes as prosecutors ponder next steps and Trump's lawyers argue for dismissing it so he can run the country. Judge Juan Merchan told Trump's lawyers he'd delay the ruling until November 19th so prosecutors can suggest a way forward. George Mason Law Professor Ilya Soman weighs in.
The likely options is either the case would be frozen or thrown out because he's a sitting president, or alternatively, the case continues, but he gets a sentence other than prison.
A jury convicted Trump in May of falsifying business records related to a $130,000 hush money payment to Stormy Daniels in 2016. Trump denies wrongdoing. Julie Walker, New York.
This is VOA News. Russia's lower house of parliament voted unanimously on Tuesday to ban what authorities cast as propaganda for a child-free way of life, hoping to boost a faltering birth rate. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
Official data released in September shows Russia's birth rate at its lowest in 25 years. The Kremlin called the figures catastrophic for the future of the nation. Under the new law, those promoting child-free ideals face fines of up to 5 million rubles. The law joins other Russian restrictions on free expression. The country already bans content deemed to promote non-traditional lifestyles, such as same-sex relationships. Meanwhile, population figures paint a stark picture. In the first half of 2024, fewer than 600,000 children were born, a drop of 16,000 from the same period in 2023, and the lowest since 1999. President Vladimir Putin has encouraged women to aim for at least 3 children. The new law is expected to be approved swiftly.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Environmental activists vowed to fight on after a Dutch court ruled on Tuesday in favor of an appeal by Shell. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A Dutch appeals court has overturned a landmark ruling that had ordered energy company Shell to cut its carbon emissions by a net 45% by 2030 compared to 2019 levels, while saying that protection against dangerous climate change is a human right. The decision was a defeat for the Dutch arm of Friends of the Earth and other environmental groups, which had hailed the original 2021 ruling as a victory for the climate. Nele Bolens, climate activist from Friends of the Earth, says she's very disappointed.
We cannot go further with this court case like this. I feel like it's a setback for climate action and for all the reductions that are needed in this world at this moment since the climate crisis is now.
She adds there are a few positives from the judge's summary.
They acknowledge that Shell actually has to reduce their emissions.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Chinese police say a man rammed his car into a crowd of people exercising at a sports complex in China. They said Tuesday that 35 people were killed and dozens of others severely injured. Police detained a 62-year-old man shortly after the attack Monday night in the southern Chinese city of Zhuhai. Authorities said the man was upset over his divorce settlement. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.